There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't I do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
And that's Migas over there.
Hey, Gody, do you like eucalyptus? Eucalyptus dick.
I hate myself.
No, you should hate yourself. That's fucking pathetic. Honestly.
I'm glad you went away after last week and you started getting up. That's not bad anymore for us.
You say that's not bad.
That's all right. I like it.
No,
I got done with the mood.
We've been laughing about that all afternoon.
Oh, busy day again, obviously.
I was so nervous.
Oh. Wait till he tells you that one about the bus stop.
Isn't that a dance?
What?
Isn't the bus stop like a dance or something like that?
Oh, I thought it was. That's where I used to stop to go to school. I know that much. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, nice one.
Migas films and chimes in when we need him. And such as there.
Hand breaks the fucking show.
Dave the Brit, who knows jack shit, he edits. You've probably arrived by accident, but stay for a laugh. We got the chocolates. That's a win. I'm going to start us with sort of like a quick must or dust, I guess you might say, but it's about one particular person that's sitting at this table, and his name rhymes with Vickers.
The vapor up.
That's Vickers. Anyway, so we got to go. Myself and Skin didn't go to Splendor. Micus did. He was there for probably 5 days or something.
Three.
Had a great time. But we went to like a pre-party thing on Thursday night, which was, we're cool guys, so we fit in really well.
I'm going to say you people sat in the corner, I'm assuming you did nothing.
Yes,
perfect,
correct.
Excellent.
It's quite funny when they released the photos of the event.
And you guys went,
we did not move.
We weren't in a photo.
No.
I think I'm actually in the event video somehow because like the
we're
camera
in the background of the photo.
The camera think he bumped into me.
Into the corner of the room.
It's like, oh, what's that guy? I thought it was a statue.
It's a shiny head.
Yeah. So we got invited by Better Beer, which was fantastic. They hosted a couple of parties, and Migas, who lives on the Gold Coast, he drove us to Byron Bay for them and volunteered to be the designated driver, which is not a thing that he does normally. Like when we go to jingle practice on a Friday night, you would not want to jump in the car with him as the driver. Nah. For sure.
But he's had a couple big jingle practices, so he wanted to like a detox. He told us like last Saturday morning, he was like, I'm designated driver next time. I need a need to get back on track or whatever his thing was.
That was also the morning after jingle practice.
So his health kick, this was. He wanted to be designated driver for that reason. I reckon from probably 3 minutes into us stepping inside the party, when there was probably 8 other people in there at this stage, Migas started going, oh, is there any way I can't drive? How else can we get home? I really don't want to drive. I was like, just like
you selfish prick.
I know.
Genuinely, we've
we're
been
about
there
to be stranded at Byron 2.5 hours
because he wants to have fucking 4 to 6 beers.
we had been in there for 5 minutes, and he's like, and we were talking about it, and we're like, mate, Migas asked, is there anything worse than someone that volunteers to be designated driver? Because that seems like a really nice thing. That's great, but then volunteers to be designated driver and then whinges non-stop about being designated driver.
Not many things worse than that. It's right up our mate's alley over here, I would have thought.
To be fair, at least I was self-aware enough to acknowledge that I was being an absolute pest.
You wrestled with it for like an hour and a half, I reckon. Like he would check in with us and be like, so do you reckon like if we slept in the car?
Okay, first of all, that was not my idea. Skin looks at me. I'm pretty sure it was Skin's idea. And he goes, no, I think we could all just sleep in the car.
That's a like, fucking ridiculous idea.
I was
honestly
fine with it. I offered to drive as well. To your credit, you turned it down. So
yeah, and I complained a little bit more.
Turned it down and complained.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel that Biggs actually wanted to volunteer so that he could hold it over us and complain about it.
Now we owe him one.
For the next event we all go to, he's got one over everybody.
The next time we go to jingle practice, he'll be like, all right, you guys are driving me, feeding me.
And you're driving me back to the golf course. Yeah. So I want to sleep on my bed.
Yeah. The other event we got to go to on the weekend, actually, Skin, was the Lions v Cats of the Gabba. Ned sent us there, which was fantastic.
Awesome.
And you, I think, what happened with you? Because there's a rumor going around that maybe the waiting staff might have copped another Skin barrage.
Pushed them to the brink of...
started questioning why they have their casual job, that type of thing.
No.
Okay. No, I don't think I was that bad this time. I have no idea what episode the last story would have been on. But,
do recall, Skin sprayed a bastard.
Any person that wants to help us, Skin doesn't like, apparently. So.
Around Christmas time last year, I got far too drunk at a Brisbane bar and made an absolute fool of myself. But anyways, this time I was sober. It was at the very start of the day.
And still made a fool of yourself.
Still made a slight fool of myself. Not quite as foolish. But anyway, so we got to go to the Lions game and we managed to end up in a box, which was great. Thanks to the great people at Ned's.
Nervous.
Anyways, we walk in. They said there's going to be like food and drink on for the afternoon. Fantastic. I'd never said anything about my dietary requirements, being a vegan or anything, but walk in and they were like, here's a plate for the vegan. Who is the vegan? So, Leo, I assume you emailed someone or something.
That's just the small stuff I do.
Yeah, thanks. Greatly appreciate it. But it caught me off guard. And she was like, here's the plate for the vegan. And then there's all these like finger food set out on the plates around the room that are obviously not for the vegans. And I'm looking around, there's like hundreds and hundreds of spring rolls.
We proper filled our boots.
For these other like 10 people. And then she's, here's the plate for the vegan. And there's like two spring rolls and some crackers. And she was like, is that enough? And I was I was starving. I hadn't had lunch. And I was just kind of like, I don't know how to say this, but no, not really. Like if I could get some more food to go with that, that would be fantastic. Like just a bowl of chips or something. And I tried to be very apologetic and polite, but I felt like a right asshole. And then so she's gone and got me this bowl of wedges, like this massive bowl of wedges. I was like, okay, well, that's plenty. Like that was enough to fill me up for quite a while. I was happy with that. And then turns out the two spring rolls were course one of about six courses.
Oh, no.
She's continually brought out all this vegan food specifically for me all night.
Yeah. But because Skin sprayed her, she went back and cooked more spring rolls.
I thought that was all that I was getting the whole time. And I was like, that's really not going to fill me up. I've got to be honest with you. And then it turned out I was just fed like a king.
So. Yeah, he's at a proper like vegan sizzler buffet.
Did you apologize at any point in the night after that? Like when you realized there was more food coming?
No.
Oh my.
Yeah. I apologize a lot up front.
he put a big deposit on apologies.
No, I got well ahead.
Yeah, his $8,000 of apologies right at the start.
Yeah,
interesting. Also, we asked Migas what his favorite type of finger food was before the episode, and he said stew.
Not a beef casserole, more of a bean sort of casserole.
It's hardly what happened.
So that's just another interesting fact.
What is wrong with you?
There's way too much backstory here.
No, it's not. What you said is that my favourite type of finger food to get at a party is exactly. Stew.
Gody and I both heard
that. We heard that.
If you know the actual context, that's weird.
Context doesn't matter, mate. You said your favourite finger food is stew.
Stews.
That's something we're all going to be wondering for a long time. Yeah. Let's get to joke of the week. Though there's so many coming in. They're on the chalk line. It's not www. It's just wegotthechocolates.com.au.
It is www.
And it does it automatically, though, Skin told me, so I don't have to say that.
Yeah, if you just type in wegotthechocolates.com.au, surely the browser will work out the www bit.
No, no, mate.
All right, let's hope so.
I'll get back to you by the end of the joke.
Okay, here's one from Mitch, though.
G'day, Chockies. Love your work. Got a quick one for the chalk line. Why doesn't Elton John eat lettuce? Because he's a rocket man. Love you.
Love you. Jacobs, why doesn't he eat iceberg lettuce? Wait, is rocket still lettuce?
I would say rocket's a lettuce type, would it not?
It's a
fucking great joke.
It's a great joke.
It is a great joke.
And wonderfully performed. That was fantastic. Skin, you've got one from Michael, I believe.
I do. I'm just flat out over here. I'm
trying to work out if www.
Can't confirm the www. thing. Your browser will help you out. I don't know if rocket's type of lettuce. Where is Charlie when you need him? Anyways.
Come on, Dave. You're on the tools, buddy.
Written joke, like you said, comes from Michael. When you die, what part of the body dies last?
I think I know this one.
The pupils. They dilate.
That's fine. One joke closer to quitting.
Well, joke of the week brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. Thank you so much for that. And we are also helping out a chockey.
And you're standing there without a name. So we'll give you one you can acclaim.
Because it's time for Name Storm, where we give the ordinary an extraordinary makeover. We'll name anything. Cars. What did you think of that? I wrote that myself.
That sort of like it reminds me of like a Queer Eye for the Straight Guy sort of entry.
I'm not sure what the Straight Guy is.
that's another show.
but we'll name anything. Cars, caravans, kids even. Tonight, a boat. We actually do have a request to name a kid.
Yeah.
We do not.
We've got two.
The kid's probably 2 years old by now. Yeah.
Still with no name.
Two people won't help naming their kids. Yes. I feel sorry for that.
Yeah, they were born in 2014.
But we are
years before we started this show.
Yeah, obviously.
Did you find out who the message came in from? It was on Instagram. So we do check our Instagram messages sometimes as well. And I think it only came in recently. Like this one, we've actually helping straight away.
Yeah, nice.
Hey team, my friend Nardi just bought a tinny. First boat and it needs a name. Want to help out? ? We've been listening to country music lately, so my suggestion was Chris Stapleton.
No idea who that person is.
Neither. Chris Stapleton, I
assume. Stapleton, yeah. Really good putting two pieces of paper together, though.
What's his... Oh, that's fantastic. Nice. All right, how do you want to run?
Nice.
How do you want to run through this? What does Chris Stapleton say? Well, you could
A bit of more laugh, but anyway, that's some of my best gear.
Okay. Get some stationary store gear in there, Skin.
Yeah.
That's that store that doesn't move, remember?
Nice.
Very good. How do you want to go through? Who's kicking us off?
Who's opening the batting? Skin, you're always really good at this, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Okay. My first couple, just easing into it if you don't mind. I didn't have country like singers that I found that I could work with really, but I tried to go like places I thought country music might be big, like Nashville, Tennessee.
Good. Excellent.
Or Austin, Texas.
That's good. All right. Well, I more went with a probably something you don't want on your feet. It's tinnier.
Oh, shut up.
God. First one.
Damn it.
Also a one that we used to be a substitution for Milo, I think, and that was Oval Tinny.
Yeah, nice. Very good. You go, Daddy. You're excited, I can tell.
What do you mean? No, all right, I've got John Cena Whale.
What? That's okay. There. Yeah, so you got straight away from the titty. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, what name? Boat theme.
It's boat theme.
Ocean. Yeah,
that's I've got stuff that's not tinny, but yeah, I just nice. Wasn't expecting that.
Oh, no. There's a, yeah, no, none of them are really based around tinny.
Okay.
Canoopa Kronk.
Canoopa.
Canoopa.
Okay. Canoopa.
Paul.
Canoe.
Oh, yeah, canoe. Yeah, gotcha.
Paul Rudder.
I had that too. Nice. Well done. Yeah. Good.
Justin Innerlake. It was Tim Blake.
Yeah, no, we...
Yeah, we go.
I think you did
It probably actually was that far away you needed to explain it.
Oh, should I keep going? Or?
We'll give go to you.
I've got Kate Upton.
Yeah.
Tin Payne. And Benja Tin Button.
Benja Tin Button. That's the boat that and ages backwards.
One more. I'm going to get on mine out now. And okay. Just plain and simple, you motorboating son of a bitch, yeah. you old sailor, you.
That comes up all the time.
What is that?
Wedding crashes. Fuck me.
That's why we suck at movie ones.
Okay. I've got fish and chips.
Nice.
This one a bit more of a stretch. Starboard Johansson.
That's a stretch.
Go.
Brittany Spears.
Nice. Yeah. Excellent. Tinny the Pooh.
Nice. This probably also a stretch. Bob Catamaran.
Oh, that's good.
Good.
Very good. Oh, don't shoot the bat, Bob, for God's sake.
That's fantastic.
I've got
No, he's got another one.
I'm just so excited for next one. I can't believe no one's said it yet, but please take it away.
Yeah. Mine's no good now. Barge Simpson.
Nice.
I had
that. I'll go Glenn McCraft.
Nice. Do you guys do any work during the day?
This is literally the job.
What about actually getting a real job?
No, well, what we do is we do this and then we also listen to Bruce Dingy Spreen.
Dingy Steen.
That's not even fucking close.
It's close.
No, it's not.
Bruce Dingy Steen. we listen to a bit of him. Shut we also sometimes go to the pantry and just get some vitamin C, which is also a great name for a boat. Or we could potentially watch Harry Potter and maybe catch up with Tinny Weasley.
Very good.
Thank you.
Get the finish button ready. This is it.
Oh, no.
Or we could catch up with Marilyn Monroe, row your boat.
Oh, what a fuck with. I also wanted to quickly, while we're talking about this, this is one that Nardi cannot name. Well, there are a few. There's three that I've chosen that she can't call her boat because these are actually banned boat names. So you can never name your boat this. Naughty Girl, Fueling Around, and My Dixie Wrecked.
How old is this guy?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We often get submissions at blank, 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 wegotthechocolates.com.au, either on the chalk line or just written in, emailed in as well. So Skin is actually going to run us through a little listen to the chocks here. To the chocks.
Oh. You forgot about that, didn't you?
I did. I really did. That took me by surprise.
I really shouldn't by this point, Skin. You know the production of these jingles.
Yeah, that's true.
Mika's not in that
second
one.
To none. Mm. Oh, well, that's disappointing. Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, so we've had a couple of emails sent in by some chockies. First one comes from Robert and second from Sean. Now, Kingus, last week you gave us a movie quote from a movie that you called Flying High and you blew up at Lee and I for not having seen it.
Yeah.
Probably fair. I think a lot of people also blew up at us about that, but... A lot of our US audience in the comments were blowing up at you for calling it Flying High.
It's called Airplane.
Because it's called Airplane.
Yeah, and see, that's what confused Skin and I, because we're more US.
Yeah, you've seen Airplane.
Yeah, time zone. We're on US time.
Yeah.
Also, it's Airplane with an exclamation mark. Why is that in the movie title? Like, oh, I mentioned Airplane. It's like, what are you to do? Why is it the title in the exclamation
mark? You don't see many explanations.
Yeah.
Like, sure, movie titles.
Explanation.
They should have put one on Titanic, really. That would warn you.
Iceberg.
Straight ahead.
Anyway, so Robert pointed that out to us and was just asking about like other things that are translated that are different between countries for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I think the example he gave was elevators versus lifts.
Yeah, right.
So we call elevators and Americans call them lifts.
And what's an escalator?
That's the stairs. Things that the moving stairs.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. That's good.
I actually asked Mum about it one time. She was busy, so I just thought I'd ask her later. Come on, Gertie.
Yeah, I'm nodding.
That's not bad, is it, Skin?
That's fine. I just hate
it. You know why he doesn't like it? Because you didn't say it with an exclamation mark. That's
true. You got to be more excited. I just hate how you just crammed it in there. So anyway, so that's fine. Okay, so I looked up a few other examples. Suddenly 30 is what it's called in Australia. Good movie. Yeah, apparently
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah. Great movie. Apparently it was released as 13 going on 30 in the US.
Oh, wow.
And Australians decided that people would be too confused by that title.
Yeah, correct. I was confused by that.
I reckon there's one more I know. I reckon American Pie the Wedding is just called American Wedding in America.
Wow.
Someone fact check that. Where's Charlie when you need him? Come on, Dave. Just call him. Just
bloody okay.
Week off. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Is that
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
The Sorcerer's Stone in the US.
Strange, you like that? I knew that.
Why does that happen? I don't understand. I assume you don't know this, but yeah, why does that happen?
We didn't write the films, mate.
No, I don't know for all of them. Oh, yeah, no, I do know for some. So I think that one, the US wanted it to sound more magical and less academic.
What's philosophers? Academic.
Yeah,
and sorcerers is
magical.
Magical. Yep. Nice.
Suddenly 30, they thought the other one was too confusing. The Flying High versus Airplane one, they were worried it would get confused with another movie released that year called The Concorde or something. Oh, not that I've seen that.
They're not even close. I was right with American Pie too.
Okay, well done. Yeah. And then this one, and then two sort of slightly different examples, not quite in the same vein, but I'll get a chuckle out of it anyway. The 2005 movie, The Pacifier with Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Seen that? Good movie.
I'm more of a petrol guy.
The title of that movie in Russian translates back to English as The Bald He Babysitter with a Special Task.
What? Okay. I have no further questions.
Where do you go from there, mate?
What if it was just not played by Vin Diesel? Some bloke with hair.
I might have had to do it.
Okay.
You're a bit as strong as him.
And then the other thing this reminded me of was a video I've seen of the very end of the movie Finding Dory in Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
So the end. It's just, I don't know, it's the end of Finding Dory. It's got all this nice, beautiful music playing as like this, whatever the happy ending is, and it's sort of fading out to this deep blue of the ocean, and just slowly this massive title comes into the screen that just says, Slut.
Genuinely does. It's the greatest video ever.
Which is apparently like the end in Swedish.
That's the end. That's the end of the movie.
No,
Slut means end in Swedish.
Yeah. Have you looked? Did you look that up?
Yeah, I looked it up because I was like, that can't be right. And I'm genuine. It's like straight translation.
The vital. Yeah.
End.
So good. Okay.
Which end?
So that was that first email from the Chucky. So thanks for that, Robert. I got a laugh out of that. And then secondly, comes from Sean. He sent through a news article that was pretty alarming. Mm-hmm. Fears price of a dozen eggs could climb as high as $15. And he brought that back to, I think it was episode 188, where Genghis had a must or dust for us. Lethal, have you got that?
Actually, it probably reels you two guys out a little bit. When you like go buy eggs at the grocery store, checking and seeing if like there's broken ones in there.
Dust. Yeah, well, for 20 odd years, I wasn't ruled out of that activity. And yeah. I'd say must.
Mm, absolutely.
Oh, dust. You check. You check for eggs.
Yeah, are you fools?
Really strong that, wasn't it? Dust.
Goaty wasn't as tall. Goaty was quite strong in it as well.
Yeah. So Gingas, you were. So you seriously aren't checking your eggs at the moment. And Sean wants to know, how expensive would eggs have to get before you start checking them and making sure you're not bringing home a cracked egg?
Yeah, but like, what,
$15 for 12 eggs?
Who's paying? Like, when are they getting $15?
Apparently by 2036.
Is that what it was?
I love it when Skin has an answer for questions.
That bloke's serious. He's right here with that. 2036. You're kidding. Yeah, you're kidding. Joking.
I think it's, what is it? It's the Australian government is trying to incentivize not.
Good racehorse.
Not selling caged eggs. So by 2036, okay, they want to have that phased out. So eggs are going to get more expensive to make them free range.
But there's free range eggs now. They're about $4.
Free range.
They're $4 fucking 80.
Well, yeah, but like the, whatever it is, 17 million eggs are eaten per however many days in Australia, and 40% of them are not free range. So you've got to account for that, and it becomes more expensive.
And you're not really taking into account inflation.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
good. Exactly. Yeah. So by 2036, the $15 will probably be about $700.
I'll tell you what, we'll be making that much money off this podcast, so I won't be worrying about it.
That's true. What are you going to spend your millions
on?
You'll
be donating eggs.
Eggs.
Hand over my wallet and just take whatever you like.
Okay. And then have you got any other examples?
Sure. Shut up.
Take what you like.
I hate him so much.
Okay, all right. So you don't care about the price of eggs. Is there anything else?
Like, no, it's not that I don't care about that. It's just like that's ridiculous. Like that's three times the price, and that's not for another, 15 years.
Okay.
But what are we worried about that for?
You know, I've just thought about too. Isn't there an expression that's like, what does that have to do with the price of eggs?
No, isn't that the price of milk?
Oh, right. I thought it was the price of eggs.
It was the price of milk.
I swear someone says there's an expression that's like, what does that have to do with the price of eggs in China? That's genuinely an expression, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And I feel like this discussion is like actually the only time something would have something to do with the price of eggs. Not necessarily in China.
I thought it was the price of milk.
Maybe it is the price of milk.
It might be either. It might be bread.
I'd love us to find that out because otherwise it's going to confuse everyone.
Yeah.
Both.
There you go. So it can be price of eggs,
but that's
bread.
Dave the Brit that knows jack shit.
Yeah, so that's not really reliable either.
Probably neither.
What's that got to do with the price of jumpers?
Okay, but Sean sent through another article. In Melbourne, a cafe in Melbourne has just brought out a $200 cup of coffee.
No. Oh, that's ridiculous.
You're absolutely losing money not getting it.
So essentially, the question is, what other stuff would you stop paying for and at what price point? How much would you pay for a cup of coffee? Obviously not $200, I wouldn't think.
Nah, $5.
Seven.
No, nah, I'd probably pay more than that.
Seven.
But once, I think agree. Once it hits $6, I start getting pretty off it.
Yeah. But it depends what you get. Like, I get a little piccolo thing. That's $4 max, I reckon.
That's true.
But I reckon one thing that I would like, hate paying breakfast going out. I've always had this discussion with you, like going out for breakfast, like, great, that smashed avocado with a bit of ducker on top, so that's $27. Like, fucking awesome, mate. Avocado was fucking $1.50. I bought one at special at Coles the other day. Good people.
Thanks, ducker. I'm pretty sure it's ducker as well.
Was it bouncer?
I was playing cricket the other day.
We're playing cricket the other day, so I bought a bouncer. So.
Had the ducker.
The ducker.
And actually, you know what? I actually got home the other day. I had a few too many beers. Kathleen was quite angry and she sort of came out to the tea. What, I had to ducker, that's for sure.
just the same thing.
Yep, yep. just remember rule number two. But.
Oh, yeah. You remember that time actually we were walking through that boom gate and it started to come down. So you would not believe what we had to do.
Tell me. Right, I'm moving us on. Thank you, Skid.
Why? So many more things we don't.
I know, yeah. Well, you're going to keep saying the same punch.
Stop.
You're going to keep saying
ducker. There's one other time I watched over this pond the other day and I was like, Dom, have a look over there. There's a ducker.
That's a variation.
That's totally different.
Okay. Social sins and wins. This is a segment where we unveil the best and worst of social media.
Sins, but also wins. Let's look at this tonight. Is it a sin or a winner? Well, my hair's getting thinner. My love.
Vin Diesel. Or
striving. Vin Diesel.
I wish I wasn't playing the jingle so loud. That was awesome. And Skid was totally switched on. He's still thinking about the price of eggs in China.
He's writing another paragraph for the last bloody segment.
Oh, my God. What did I miss?
Oh, don't worry.
He called me Thin Diesel.
Very good.
Social media, what do? We scour the internet for some things that have either made us laugh or angry at other people.
Nice. Well, very well described.
Yeah, Gary. Anyway. So the Commonwealth Games has got resold here in 2026 in Melbourne. So
got resold means cancelled.
Got cancelled. Yeah,
so thinking in not why does resold mean cancelled?
I don't know. But the whole reason was the cost of the thing was like more than, you know, a dozen eggs.
Yeah, but how much would you pay for the Olympics before it started? Great question. No, for the Commonwealth Games.
But anyway,
and Rissoles for that matter.
Rissoles are expensive. Obviously, I'm joking.
I don't know. It's $7 for a medium.
Yeah.
What?
Anyway, let's move on.
You cook them.
So. Do you know? I have no idea what he's talking about. Anyway, 3AW in Melbourne. Neil Mitchell, who's would you call him a shock jock down there? Yeah. Anyway, he's a let's say he's not the biggest fan of Dan Andrews, who's the Melbourne Premier at the moment. In May 22nd this year, we just can't afford them. Neil Mitchell urges state government to backflip on the Commonwealth Games.
Nice.
All righty. 18th July 2023. This is mismanagement on a new level after cancelling the Commonwealth Games. do you want me to do?
Make your mind up then, Neil. On the weekend when we were at the Gabba, we watched Will Ashcroft, unfortunately, his season come to an end. ACL injury, which was a horrific injury. All our thoughts out to Will. He'll be fine. There's a lot of good players that have come back from ACLs.
You did too, didn't you?
Correct. good players. Yeah, good players. He's probably a little bit better. Anyway, the AFL have posted this saying a bad knee injury to rising star hopeful Will Ashcroft. Pip Robert should have stretched.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure that's helping. What was his name?
Pip. Yeah, which is also in the middle of an olive.
He actually got second in running race the other day. Wouldn't believe it. Pipped at the post.
Someone else go.
No.
Okay.
What else
we got?
I had some social wins. This one was, it was sent in by a jockey, and I'm so sorry I forgot to take the name down. Classic. But it starts with a tweet from Sky News. One-legged British crime boss jailed after 5 years on the run. And then obviously quite a few replies. How slow are the police officers chasing him?
That's terrible.
What did they use to catch him? A cattle grid?
I don't even know what a cattle grid is, but yeah, I assume I know what a grid is, so I can work it out.
You said it.
It's like hopscotch.
Don't say hop.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
It's funny, they were chasing me, like, threw a rock in front of him.
If he had two legs, he would have been on the run for 10 years. I bet he was hopping mad when he got caught.
Holy heck.
And the police finally caught up with him. Now he hasn't got a leg to stand on.
I've got a couple here, guys, that I'm not sure because they were on our videos. We got the chocolates video, so I don't really know whether they're social sins or wins. This was on the Domino's ad that we did, and one that's directed at me. It says, "This guy's voice sounds like water going down a drain."
What the fuck does that mean?
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. It can't be good.
That's not good.
It's the part where it's like.
Oh, yeah, spot on.
At the end of a bar.
That's uncanny. And then the next one was, and this one I'm confused about because Skin and I were both in this video. The guy with the mustache's voice makes me need to poop.
That's a win.
Hold on a second.
We both had mustaches
and
in the
also,
video.
Like a voice that makes me need to poop.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It's not a fucking laxative.
Because that's a good thing if they're constipated. Like.
Well, that might be helpful.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I hadn't gone to the toilet for 4 days and then I listened to these boys and I'm sorted. I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know where you placed them, but that was intriguing, I thought. But, yep.
Well, I'll go a loser then. All right. This one, I don't know who this comment's from. It's about the Barbie movie. And Margot Robbie's out here doing her press tour. I guess she's quite an attractive young lady. Anyway, keep going. I don't like that on press I don't like that I'm pressed to her. She is using her Aussie accent as if to let others know that she's a good actress or something, because her American English sounds fine. Is she here on a working visa? She lives and works in Hollywood, and that's where she gets her massive income from. Drop the accent.
That's the dumbest comment I've ever read.
Oh, some sort of fuckwit.
That's so unreal, isn't it?
She can't speak in a normal voice.
No.
Nah.
Because it makes people want to poop.
Yeah. No, that's you guys.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Bloody hell. Yeah, that's right. Okay. You two are gonna love this one.
No, okay. Please, okay.
Just another chain of comments. Okay, so it starts with a local Indian restaurant. Posting.
No.
Posting about their buffet. So yeah, if you just want to take over. No. Anyways, so someone's commented, "How old is this footage? My late husband is in the first photo and he died in 2014. They've replied, "Sorry to hear this. The footage was recorded last week." I don't know what. So obviously there's a bunch of comments like, "We need answers on what the heck's going on." And then there's a bunch of comments like, "He's not dead. He's just been in a coma for 8 years." "Food was so good that your husband came back." "How'd he die? Maybe something was wrong with his ticker."
"I got Cody."
So funny.
He's thinking of other Indian puns. Yeah.
"You thought they had died, but did you actually bury any of the bodies?"
Oh.
Is it only one husband? Why is it plural bodies?
I don't know.
All right.
"Maybe he's just boon around the world. I expect the wife has been crying tears on her pillow over this."
Have you got
it? Just had to get up.
And I got one more that Lethal wanted me to read. All right, from Hyde United FC, it's the starting 11 from a soccer game. Joe Green's keeper, and then it's just essentially got trialist A, trialist B, trialist C, trialist D, trialist E, F, G, H, and then Jordan Lazenberry, and then trialist I. And then someone has created an account by the name of John Trialist, who he said was a proud father.
One of our favorite games when driving is to try to be the first person to guess the name and artist of the song that comes on the radio. So we turned that into a game called Human Shazam.
Pump up Shazam, pump it up. Yeah, you'll need some prompting.
Yeah.
While your ears are thumping,
yeah,
you can do some crumping.
Is the harmony good?
No.
Wait. Did you say no just then, or was that in the recording?
No, I said just then.
Right, I was going to say we should actually put that in the recording. That was good. Theme tonight, guys, is artists who started on a TV talent show. The reason for this is because on this day in 2010, do you know what band formed?
I saw this One Direction.
Correct.
I saw it on Twitter today.
Nicely done.
Dear. Not on,
you
on threads.
All over it. Why don't you get a real job, man?
I should actually.
Good.
One day.
Nice. Okay. You're all sorted. You know your buzzers?
Yep.
Godel.
Albert.
Barley.
Cool. I'm not playing, obviously, because I'm the game driver.
Master.
Driver. Nice. Games master.
I like that.
Driver of the game. Yeah. Mm. Okay, cool. We spent enough time on that, I think. You're right, Godel.
Yeah, you're good as gold, mate. I'm with you.
All right. Here you go. I'll play the tune. Oh, did I mention the catch here is that they're in MIDI form, which is the weird sort of poorer version of the audio to make sure that we don't get in any legal trouble.
Sue Ridge piped.
Susan Boyle, who may or may not feature in this.
Oh.
And by may or may not, I mean may not.
Definitely not.
Okay.
Those are talent shows.
Talent shows. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Here we go.
Godel.
I know what this is. That's Kelly Clarkson, "Since You've Been Gone."
Well done, Godel. Oh.
Is this title and artist too, obviously?
Yeah, title and artist, sorry, is great. Thank you very much. Now, I actually have some notes here just in case. Does everyone know where Kelly Clarkson...
She was the first American Idol winner.
She was indeed. Yeah, boy, shot to fame in 2002. Good. She became the first winner of American Idol. There you go. Next one.
It's like I write the show.
Cody leads 1-0.
Yeah.
It's hard, obviously. There you go.
Okay, Bali.
Oh. Is that shout to my ex?
It is indeed.
By, oh my, I know it.
Godel.
What, I mean, yeah,
I'm happy to give 1 point each, that's fine. So that's, it is shout out to my ex, bye. Oh, do you want to have a crack at the man? Sorry.
Didn't you just say I don't know?
You did say I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Is it by Little Mix?
It is by Little Mix.
Yeah, no, it was there, but it wasn't.
Well done.
What talent show were they on?
Little Mix made history in 2011 when they became the first ever band to win the X Factor.
Yeah, right.
There you go. So
I didn't know that.
That will make it 2 to Goaty.
3 to Goaty.
Yeah, 3 to Goatle.
No, didn't you get?
Oh, yeah, so
no,
he gets one.
So two, yeah. And yep, yeah, yep. Yeah. Three
when
to go.
When I get this next one, it'll be three.
The skin you're in strife.
And skin's and skin's currently on a ducker.
All right, come on, here we go.
Oh, Bali. Steal My Girl by One Direction.
Yes. Very well
nice.
Done.
Yeah, that is good.
Nicely done. Jeez, this is a tight battle now.
Please don't do that again.
Yeah,
I feel like that's...
I regret doing that so fast.
I quite liked it. That makes it 3-0 just by the way.
Nice.
Okay.
That was the last one, wasn't it?
And we're on to...
Can you offer something? Any game, can you offer something?
The brain cells are ticking over.
Yeah. Sorry, Skinner, out of you on mute for some reason. I don't know what happened. Okay, here we go.
Godel.
Bali.
Oh.
Skinny, have you got any idea? Just hold for a second.
This is Guy Sebastian.
Yes.
And it's Battle Scars.
Oh my gosh.
How big is it?
Oh my. Don't ever do that again.
And we know where Guy Sebastian. Do you know what year that was that he won Australian Idol?
Give me
Skin,
something.
Well done. Yeah,
you get nothing for that though.
Negative 1 point.
Can I tell us a quick yarn about that? You know how you used to have to ring up and vote for like Australian Idol and stuff like all those other ones?
Yeah.
If you rang up once, you'd give him one vote. So my sister was like really young at the time. You know, not the smartest tool in shit, my sister, but anyway. She rang up and voted for Guy Sebastian 4 times and Shannon Knoll 3 times, right? So instead of just ringing up once for Guy Sebastian. Well done. Okay, so it cost the family phone bill about $8.40.
But how much would you pay on the phone bill before you just
great deleted? Question. I mean, with Optus, I mean, my current $49 plan gives me unlimited data and free calls and texts.
Not even with Optus?
100% I am, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, 100.
Oh, well
I was
done.
With Vodafone last week.
That was for next also week. Next
week. Yeah, the people at 3Mobile are just fine.
No, that is Vodafone bought them.
Oh, did they? So great people.
Wonderful. I mean, how much money must they have?
I would be shocked if this segment is not sponsored by a telecom provider.
I'd just say two.
Someone please pay us.
But two competitors. Yeah. Migas and Gertie will both be sponsored by one each. Skin, unfortunately, hasn't acquired one. No.
He's on mute still.
Okay, here you go. Let's have a score check. Gertie 5, Migas 3. Skin?
0.
Thanks.
Couple of dot balls.
Here we go.
Gertie.
Well, Skin, I reckon I almost heard you first there, so have a crack.
Is that Toxic by Britney Spears?
Skin!
There he goes.
Unbelievable.
I don't think I would have got the song.
Show.
There you go. Yeah.
No,
interesting. Appeared on Star Search at the age of just 11. Interestingly,
wow.
Star Search, massive show for a lot of people that I didn't realize were on talent shows. Beyonce, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, or
yeah, right.
Justin from Star Search.
Sounds like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake. Sure. Yeah. I don't think it's running anymore, Skin. Is your fridge running though?
No, it's not.
Do you got any more?
Yeah, this is the last one. So 5-2-3. Everyone's sort of in except Skin.
I could come second, though.
You could come second. That's a draw.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
you're on 3, aren't you?
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Bali.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that hurts. What's it called? I've said it. It's been on there before.
No, see, what happens is you tell me.
No, no, no. So he's the quiz master.
Yeah, yeah.
Albert. Oh, nice. Skin, I'm going to you. Call me maybe. No. Carly Rae Jepsen.
No. Oh, my gosh, Skin. No. You have genuinely come from nowhere.
No. Skin in the second. A little silver medal.
I am stoked for a silver medal.
Just to update everyone.
Goaty, you are our winner for this evening's Human Shazam. Skin, you were second place with 4. Mikkus, you were so close.
That's so weird because you got all of those songs off Mikkus's iPhone.
I'm rattled.
Carly Rae Jepsen, do you want to know about her?
Yeah, please.
She enjoyed massive success with that, but before that, she came 3rd on Canadian Idol. I didn't even know that was a show. But no,
neither.
I guess it makes sense.
And get fucked.
Seems a bit rough, Skin.
Apologies. I'm not telling people to.
Isn't there a jingle for Get Fact?
Yeah, I thought we did one.
Surely.
Yeah, am I ever gonna see your face again?
No way, get fact, fact off.
Am I ever gonna see your face again?
No way, get fact, fact off.
Tell you what, if you paid for this episode, which no one has
yet,
you have got your really got your money's worth with the jingles. There's been a jingle for everything tonight. Lee, jingle. We need to get to that point. There should be a jingle for every sentence.
Okay. All right, I like it. But yeah, no, so we obviously got through quite a few tweets in the social sins and wins, so we're going to round out with a couple of facts. First one, 4 is the only number in English with the same number of letters as its value.
Mm.
What? Really? Mm.
Yep.
Well, I don't think he would have said it if it wasn't true.
It's hard when it's a fact, I guess. What about 5?
It has 4 letters.
Nice. Yeah. I just said
Wow.
6? No, doesn't work. No.
Yeah, nice. Keep doing all the
Yeah, no, we can go through them if you want, but I'm confident. Pretty confident. I think, yeah, by the time you get to 380, it's not a problem. And second one, every odd number has the letter E in it.
Yeah, right.
Everyone.
I don't believe you.
They keep going for so long.
Do you want to count?
Well, should we spell them all out? Every single
one. There's 1.
I can't think of any in 3.
3.
Except for those 2 of them. Well done, Skid. Rightio, that's another week at the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. So get in touch. You can do that firstly via our socials, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, and
Threads.
All at We Got The Chocolates. In the social bios, you'll find in our link tree discount codes too for LSKD and Better Beer merch. Both of those are 15% off at the moment, I believe, for Chockey listeners. So help us help you by checking them out.
And you can also help us by contributing to the show at the website, wegotthechocolates.com.au. You can leave a voice recording on the chalk line if you want to hear yourself on a future ep, or if that's not your preference, just write into us.
Good. Keep the ratings and reviews flying. A couple of new ones. A couple of new reviews to read out would be good. And I promise next week we'll do a Supercoach update as well.
Oh,
I
promise that. Due.
Yeah, we're so due. Coming to head-to-head finals soon too. Not that you guys will be featuring.
Mm. We can tell you that Mikkus is not doing well.
Mm. I'm not doing well.
Oh, okay.
Mikkus is doing worse.
You started off so strongly.
Yeah, I gave up about 4 weeks
ago. That's my team's still the same as round 1.
Okay. That's good. That always goes well, I think. Yeah. Remember to get out and have a little chinwag and a yarn with your mates throughout the week. If you're doing that, you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps, is it?
Love you. Hey, Gady. Do you like kombucha?
Come put your lips on this dick.
I hope people hang around for that.
Love you.
3 people that hear that are going to be stoked.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.